Peace and blessings, my friends. This is Steve coming back again with another episode of the How to Manifest Anything Using Law of Attraction. You have to excuse me, I'm on my drive-in right now. But on this podcast, we talk about how to manifest anything and anything that you want to using the Law of Attraction. And I take you on a journey as I help you manifest the things that you desire into your life. So on this episode, I wanted to talk about how to win using Law of Attraction, or how to use Law of Attraction to win at anything that you want to do. All right, now this is I'll tell you a quick story. So I was, when I first got started with Law of Attraction, actually before that, before I got started with Law of Attraction, I was using the internet to find and try different business opportunities and different business endeavors, because I was trying to make money in order to help me with my music, because I'm a singer songwriter, and I was basically trying to make money so I could promote music and be able to buy the things that I needed to buy, because doing music is expensive, and being successful at it, you have to have extra money coming in order to support what you're trying to do. So I was doing, I was joining different programs, and I was going through different business, training material and stuff like that. And one of the things that I actually learned was, it was part of the self-development portion of this particular training platform, for business. And what they were talking about is actually how athletes, like how world-class athletes, actually prepare themselves for whatever sport it is, like whether it be an Olympic athlete, a football player, a basketball player, hockey, whatever it is. Excuse me. When an athlete is like a world-class athlete, and they are competing at a very, very high level, they all have like one thing in common, and the main thing in common that they have is something called mental rehearsal. Okay, it's called mental rehearsal. Now, what is that? What is mental rehearsal? Well, what these athletes actually do is they will actually go through the game or the sport or the event or whatever it is that they do, they will actually go through that entire experience, right, inside of their mind in preparation to the actual game, event, or real life situation. They will actually go through that entire event inside of their mind and mentally rehearse what it is that they're going to do on the field, how they're going to do different moves or different maneuvers, whatever the sport is. If it's basketball, they mentally rehearse taking shots and making the shots, right? Or if it's football or something like that, they mentally rehearse catching the ball and scoring a touchdown. They're mentally seeing themselves succeed in the particular game. Like, they're mentally seeing themselves with a positive outcome to whatever sport it is that they're playing. And they're mentally seeing themselves winning, right? They mentally see themselves winning the game or winning the race or hitting all the shots or scoring all of the touchdowns, right? Now, why is this important? Well, what they're doing is they're actually training their subconscious mind for success. And the whole time while they're doing this mental rehearsal, they're actually feeling the emotions that they would feel in that game. They're feeling what it would be like to win. They're feeling what it would be like to score touchdowns. They're feeling what it would be like to hit the winning shot. They're feeling what it would be like to make zero mistakes and actually play that game at a level of perfection that they desire, right? What this is doing is actually, they're actually applying law of attraction, because what they're doing is they're imagining themselves already achieving the goal that they have set for themselves, which is to play at a high level and to play at a winning, with like play and have a winning outcome. This is basically another way to apply the law of attraction, is mental rehearsal. Rehearsing what it is that you have to do before you do it, and actually seeing yourself already with the outcome that you want, and experiencing it and feeling it in your mind before it even happens. When you do this and you believe that you could actually achieve this goal, right? The athlete is already going to have a high level of belief of winning the game or scoring a touchdown or hitting the shots that they need to hit, because through repetition of them already have been like doing it, like in practicing in games prior to them visualizing this, their belief is already there. So that's the reason why these high-level athletes can stay at a high, remain at a high level, because they, this is the reason why that mental rehearsal will actually work 10 times better than a normal person that's just trying it for the first time, because they already have that belief. They already believe that this can happen. So they're preparing themselves for it to happen, because they know that it can happen, right? That's the problem with most regular people. They don't believe that they can actually manifest the things that they want. And when they try to do it and it doesn't work, they say, see, oh, it didn't work. The reason why it didn't work is because you didn't believe that it would work, right? I always say, you can have anything that you want, you just have to believe. And that's the main factor. One of the main factors in law of attraction is belief. You have to expect it. Your intent and your expectation has to be there. But I digress. Back to what we were talking about. If you want to use this in your own life, it's simple. All you have to do is visualize yourself already achieving the goal that you want to achieve. And you have to visualize yourself as if it has already happened. And you have to feel, see, hear, taste, touch, every sense that you can, you want to activate in this visualization. Because the more senses and the more you feel it, the more realer it's going to become. And the faster you're going to vibrate at the same frequency as the desire that you have. And that's the and that's what will begin to bring that manifestation into your reality. So that's pretty much it. If you want to learn exactly how to do this step by step, I broke it down. I've got a video. If you go to learnhowtomanifest.org, you'll be able to see the video. It's for free. Excuse me. It's a free video. And there's also a course that I created that will walk you through the process. It's a video course, and I take you step by step through how to apply law of attraction and also how to build your belief. Because one of the number one things that you need is the belief that you can actually manifest anything that you desire using law of attraction and using the power that you already have within yourself that was given to you by the Creator. Alright, so I hope you got some value from this. If you did, go ahead, like, share, comment, subscribe. If you want to join our community, go to learnhowtomanifest.org. And always remember that you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want to in this reality. Okay, all you have to do is believe. Alright, so take care. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.